everybody. How are you? This is Chris. This is episode 211 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. So this one is about my response to the State of the Union address of Joe Biden, and really also to the Republican response by Senator Britt of Alabama, I think it was. And look, we need to get much more serious about this. This speech was terrifying. It was very angry and dark. And really, it was just this guy, Joe Biden, is, like I've always said, like I say all the time, Democrats are fascists. They're communists. They're totalitarians. They don't believe that if you disagree with them, they don't believe that you are legitimate. They don't believe that you should even exist. They don't believe that you should be allowed to vote. They don't believe that you, they don't believe in democracy. They think you're a threat to democracy. If you want to vote for somebody other than Joe Biden, well, you're a threat to democracy. If you don't believe in staying out of the Ukraine war situation, they believe you're a threat to democracy. Oh, we got to fight for democracy. And, you know, I mean, these people, these are horrible people, the people in Washington. But I think that, you know, what we have to realize is that this battle in America, the struggle, the division, is not between Democrats and Republicans. It's not between rich and poor. It's not between black and white. And I've talked about this before. This is about the political class, the non-productive political class versus the productive class. Everybody else, the people, the American people. Joe Biden represents the political class. Joe Biden has been there for 50 years. He's been in Washington. Joe Biden has never held a real job his entire life. He doesn't know how to do anything. He's completely worthless and useless. He has nothing to offer humanity. None of these people in Washington do. None of them do. They are the worst, most worthless and useless people. They are the political class. And it's really important to see how these are the people who they cannot be, because they are non-productive, economics means nothing to them. The only thing that means anything to these people is politics. They live in a world of politics. They live in a world of diplomacy and, you know, bullying and, you know, they thrive in a world where politics reigns supreme. This is why they're always looking for more war. You know, this is why they hate people. Look at somebody like Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a very productive guy. He gets a lot of shit done, right? He's making cars. He's making rockets. He leads the world in the number of launches. He leads the whole world in the number of launches. SpaceX does. Launching satellites into orbit. That's what he does for all kinds of companies all over the world and governments all over the world. The United States government anyway. But, you know, he's a very productive guy. And who do they hate the most? Who are some of these people that the left, the Democrats, and not just the Democrats, but the non-productive political class of both parties, who do they hate the most? They hate guys like Elon Musk. And they hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not one of them. He is not one of these useless, non-productive guys. He's a pretty productive guy too. He builds things. He actually builds like real things like golf courses and hotels and casinos. And they hate him for that. They hate anybody who actually like builds anything real. This is why the financial elites of America love the Democrats. They love Joe Biden because they don't really do anything either. They don't build anything. They don't make anything. You know, Michael Douglas in Wall Street talked about, you know, he doesn't make anything. He just shifts money around. That's all they do. That's all the financial people in New York City. That's all they do. They don't make anything. They just shift money around, and they shift your money into their pockets. That's what they're best at. But this is what I think this should be the message of the Republican Party, that these people, this is why the ruling class, the political class, loved COVID. Think about COVID. Remember, I always say they didn't shut down their economy. They shut down our economy. They shut down the private economy, but they didn't shut down their economy, the government economy. None of them ever missed a paycheck, because they think of themselves as above you and me. They, you know, and that's the battle. That's the struggle between the people, the political class, and the people who work for a living, the people who grow the food and drive the trucks and build the houses and make the cars and invent things and launch the satellites, you know, build the rockets, the people who fix things and invent things, you know, the people who do things in the real world. Those people, that's you, most of you, the people of America, most of you are involved in the production of some product or service for your fellow man. But the people in Washington, they don't do anything. They don't produce anything. And that's why they love war. That's why they need a world of politics, because that's where they get their power. They need a world of fear. They need you to be afraid of COVID. They need you to be terrified of climate change. They need you to be terrified of Russia. Oh, Russia is going to invade Europe and take over Europe. That's what Joe Biden was talking about last night. You know, this is Friday. It's Friday right now in here in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm talking to you from an undisclosed, possibly nautical location. So, but this is for those of you watching the video. But look, these people, these are horrible, horrible, useless, worthless, destructive people. They're parasites. And that is the battle. This should be the message of the Republican Party. We, you know, this is what MAGA is all about. Because this isn't about Republicans versus Democrats. This is about MAGA. This is about the productive people. The people who build the houses and fix the cars and drive the trucks and grow the food and do the things and get up in the morning and go to work, versus the political class, people like Joe Biden and the talking heads on television, you know, the TV news journalists, I use that as in air quotes, the journalists, who are also non-productive, by the way. They don't do anything. All they do is give propaganda. They've turned it, you know, they used to be. Journalists used to provide us with a service. You know, they used to inform us. They used to question our leaders. They used to tell us what's really going on in the world. But now they don't do that. They don't do that at all. They've been captured by the political class, and they are now just a tool of the political class. They just spew the political class's propaganda to keep so they can stay in power, and then they get to go to the nice cocktail parties and they all talk to each other, they all love each other, they're all backslapping each other and they're all making a ton of money, and they live the COVID is a great example. You know, they all these news channels get tons of money from the big pharmaceutical companies. You know, so if they can use their propaganda tool, their media tool, their mouthpiece, to get you to buy more of their, to be terrified of COVID and buy more of their products, you know, they then everybody wins for them. For them, it's a win-win. You know, so, you know, and this is, it's the same thing with everybody in Washington. All these people, they're there to enrich the people who keep them in power, the people who donate to their campaigns, but they're also there to keep themselves in power. They're there because so many of the people in Washington, I did an episode like a million years, 2 years ago, about how government attracts sociopaths. And it does. You know, these people are sociopaths. They believe that they're better than you. They're better than me. They're better than everybody. And they believe that they should rule. They should be in charge and control everything and tell you what to do and tell you how to live. They believe that. And so, you know, this is what our response this is what the Republican response to the Joe Biden's State of the Union speech should be. It should be, fuck you, Joe Biden. Fuck you, you worthless piece of shit. You absolute worthless piece of shit. All you do, you don't know how to do anything. All you know how to do is take people's money, take money from one group of people and give it to another group of people in exchange for their votes. That's all you know how to do, really. And all you know how to do is bully people around the world, direct this ship of state, this United States ship of state, and point it at enemies around the world, and start wars and encourage wars, and that enriches the defense contractors and empowers the bureaucracy so they can go around and have important meetings and fly around and ride around in limos and give him, you know, solemn speeches and solemn press conferences about how dangerous the world is. Yeah, you're the ones making it dangerous. You know, you don't serve the American people. The government should exist. You know, I've talked about this before. The purpose of government is we pay taxes, people pay taxes, and in return for those taxes, we get certain things. Certain things like a system of law and order. Well, we don't get that anymore. We don't get a system of law and order. You've perverted that system of law and order to punish your political enemies and let criminals go. And, that's what the Democrats have done to this country. They've completely perverted the system of law and order that's supposed to defend our rights and punish people who violate our rights. Now, if somebody comes along and violates your rights and you defend yourself against them, you'll be the one who gets arrested. Look at the guy, you know, Daniel Penny or Perry Penny, I think his name is. You know, all these people, there's so many examples of people standing up for themselves and then they're the ones who get arrested. You know, and the people who actually, you know, go into a store and steal everything. I mean, I've talked about this before, but they've made that completely legal in places like California and all over any blue city. Basically, you can do whatever you want. And the prosecutors there, these Soros-funded prosecutors, will simply just let you go. They'll let you go. They'll give you a slap on the wrist and let you go. And, you know, somebody coined that term anarcho-tyranny, where basically the point is you unleash the full, you know, wrath of the government, of law and order, the legal system on law-abiding citizens, and you let the criminals do whatever they want. And then, you know, what happens is you create so much chaos. Look at what's happening in New York City, where the chaos of New York City has gotten so bad now that the governor and New York City Mayor Eric Adams has called out the National Guard. So there's National Guard troops with M4s in the subway stations. So you basically, and this is classic. This is a classic, you could call it, it's part really the Cloward-Piven strategy, right? It's create a total disaster, create a mess, and then offer up your big government as the solution to the chaos, solution to the mess. This is what they do. I did my last episode was about chaos. So, you know, this is what they're doing. And I mean, the ultimate goal is to expand the power of government and shrink the liberties of the people. They don't want people to be free. And eventually, you know, they want so much violence in America that everybody will clamor for. Really, I mean, the crown jewel of their policies, their wish list is gun control. They must eliminate the armed citizen. They must get rid of guns in America. It's the last thing. I've talked about this before, about, you know, this is the armed American citizen is the last barrier standing to the world that the Democrats, that the communists are trying to create. They are trying to create this kind of centralized power structure where they have all the power, where people like Joe Biden, who have never worked a day in his life, none of these people have ever worked a day in their lives, but they want total power and total control over everything. That's the ultimate goal. And the armed American is the last thing standing in the way. And we will not let them. We will not let them go. So, you know, we will not let them get there. We will not let them achieve that goal. We won't. And, you know, and we need to be clear about that. And like I've said, we need to be clear about that. We are not going to let you get away with that. We are not going to budge. We are not going to give up our guns. Not at all. So, but look, I mean, that's the message of the Republican message needs to be that Joe Biden represents the political class, the permanent, useless, meddling, parasitic bureaucracy in Washington that wants to not only run America, but run the world, that does nothing. They do nothing for you except make more rules for you to follow. They do nothing but take more of your money, and they send your children off to die in unnecessary wars to make their friends rich. That's what they do. That's who these people are. That's who Joe Biden is. And that's who we're fighting against. We represent the people who work for a living, who make things, the massage therapists and the factory workers and the farmers and the truck drivers and the auto mechanics and the plumbers and the carpenters, the people who you know, renovate your kitchen, the people who invent things, the people who program your computers, who make your phones and your televisions. You know, we represent those people, the people who work. And our enemy, our mortal enemy, is the political class in Washington who does nothing for us. Nothing. They do nothing except give us more rules to follow and take our money and send our children off to die. That's what they do. And that should be the message of the Republican. And that's the kind of, you know, we need to get tough with these people. You know, this woman, Britt, Senator Britt from Alabama, is very nice and very, you know, heartfelt, talking about Lake and Riley. And I, you know, yes, okay, but we need to get a lot tougher than this. And we need to call these people out for who they are. They are worthless. They are destructive. They are parasites. And they are trying to destroy this country. They hate America. Because America is supposed to be a place with limited government. And in a world where the government is limited, all of these people, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these people, maybe millions of these people in the political class would have no power. They'd have to go get real jobs. They'd have to go out into the real world and get real jobs. And they hate that idea. They hate the idea of getting real jobs because they know they're not qualified to do anything, like Joe Biden. He's not qualified to do anything. He's barely, you know, like I've said before, a barista at Starbucks contributes more to humanity than Joe Biden ever has or ever will. So, all right, that's it. That's my angry response to the State of the Union speech. So let me know what you think. This was episode 211. I'm going to put this video of this up on Rumble as soon as I can. So let me know what you think and give, you know, share it and all that kind of stuff. And I will see you on the next one. All right. Bye-bye.